my father started what was called checkbook journalism, but we didn't pay sources to hear what we wanted to hear. We paid for the truth. And in fact, even when we received the truth, we sourced it three other ways to make sure it was true. So
okay, well, give me an example then of early checkbook journalism, things your father paid for as a source to have the material to run in the Inquirer.
Almost every, I'll give you some great, great examples. Let me give you a great one that was a turning point for us, was the Gary Hart story in 1985 when he was running for presidential camp, you know, president.
The famous monkey business.
The famous monkey business, yes.
Where he was pictured with Rice. What was her name? Donna Rice?
Donna Rice, yes.
Yeah, sitting on his lap about to go off to Bimini, wasn't it, on the on a ship called... A yacht called the Monkey Business.
The Monkey Business. So, you know, we had received, you know, negative recognition for years, and people would say, oh, it's garbage. And finally, it was a pivotal point for us because after that story and that picture specifically, you know, mainstream media like the Wall Street Journal, New York Times said, wow, they started quoting us and believing us. But my point, though, is years before, our journalistic integrity or accuracy was there. And most recently, I have to say that the owners are doing a great job. I mean, look, recently, the Inquirer, the National Inquirer, was just up for a Pulitzer.
For the John Edwards story, which was fascinating. Which was an amazing bit of journalism in that they were able to follow a rumor that he had this love child, he had a mistress that had been on his payroll. This could all end up being a federal indictment against John Edwards for misappropriation of campaign funds. He could end up looking at jail time. John Edwards, former senator from North Carolina and former Democratic contender for the White House, and he could have ended up on the Obama ticket at one point. I mean, it seemed like he was on the short list, and the National Enquirer, you know, blows the story wide open, which nobody else was touching. And I wonder how many other proper news sources had the same information that the Inquirer had, but they didn't follow up on it like the National Enquirer did.
Well, I can tell you that I would imagine, although, you know, let me just, you know, clarify that since 1988, since my father passed away, I've had no affiliation with the paper. Of course, I'm traveling with the owners and a lot of the staffers there, but there is no doubt that the journalistic integrity remains, and they keep breaking scoops, and that's just another one.
Right. Okay, but so the checkbook journalism, they paid for this, they paid for the photograph of Gary Hart with Donna Rice, and it virtually ended his political career. What was the amount that was paid for that photograph? Do you remember?
Yes, $20,000.
Okay, and what do you think it made for the National Enquirer? That photograph.
It made history, but it gave us credibility. Gave us, you know, credibility, and it made mainstream media go, hey, these guys are real. And in fact, quite often after that, they would start saying, wow, you know, that of course leading up to, I have to go to our Elvis issue, which was in 1977.
Which Elvis issue were you talking about? Which one are you talking
about? That's Elvis in the Coffin.
Right.
And that was, we had a slogan, 2 million copies in 72, 1972, 3 and 73, of course, eclipsing with the 1977 issue of Elvis Presley, where we got the scoop of the picture of the king in the coffin.
You paid for that one?
We paid for that.
How much was that one? How much was...
$25,000 we paid to a family member of Elvis to go in at 2 o'clock in the morning with bodyguards. We gave him a little Minolta camera, and they went in and took the shot. And of course, we already had the story, but my father said, "I want the picture," and you know, he got the picture.
How do you begin to approach a family member like somebody in Elvis Presley's family and say, "We would like a photo of the body. This is how much we'll pay."
Well, we went to Memphis, Tennessee. We sent about 50 people there. We lubricated the town with hundreds of thousands of dollars and sources. And, you know, as I said, we scooped the story, but he wanted the picture. So we finally... finally one of the top articles editors finally got to this family member and said, "Look, we'll pay you. Will you go in and take this picture?" And he said yes, and he did.
So one of the family members for Elvis Presley took the photograph. Do we know to this day who it is?
His name's Billy.
Billy Stanley.
Yeah.
Billy Stanley did it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I know Billy Stanley.
Do you?
Yeah, I knew him in Nashville. Yeah.
Okay.
He and I were friendly. So Billy Stanley took that photo?
Billy's the one that took the photo.
Wow. And whose bodyguards went in with him? Elvis's bodyguards?
Well, you have to understand at the time there was, you know, during the memorial process, I mean, there was just, you know, it was just mayhem. I mean, you know, no one could get in. There were his bodyguards, you know. You know, we had tried, I'd say we, the reporters, had tried numerous different attempts, as we always did, whether it was, you know, dressing up in disguises or as priests or, you know, whatever. But, you know, they, you know, assumed, hey, they're, you know, everybody and their mother's going to try everything here.
Right.
And we failed many times at many different things. And, you know, my father kept insisting, well, you know, get the picture. And,
sure.
Well, you know, when at the last minute in the ninth hour, that's how we did it.
Some other famous examples of checkbook journalism. What's the most you ever paid for a photograph in the National Enquirer?
Oh, there were times we paid up to, well over $500,000 for
what?
Let's see. We paid, I think, for Burt Reynolds, a wedding photograph. We paid for Sean Penn and Madonna. You know, there were.
What was the reason for $500,000 of Burt Reynolds getting married? Why was that worth $500,000?
My father wanted it, and he thought it would sell to readers. At times there was even more offered. Going back to Jackie, I mean, you know, he would have paid anything for something like that, you know.
For what? What would he have wanted from Jackie?
He would have wanted, I think, an exclusive. You know, as we called it, the untold story. Inquiring Minds Wanted to Know was our slogan.
Right.
And he would have wanted to know, hey, you know, let's get inside the mind of Jackie. He had this fascination. And I think the readers would have had the same thing as they do with, you know, like royalty. You know,
right.
Whenever we covered royalty. That was another thing, okay, royalty. He would pay sometimes over $1 million for an exclusive to get wedding pictures of the royal family.
Huh.
And they would accept it. You know.
And they would, the royal family would accept it.
Sure.
Okay, that's so interesting, isn't it?
You know.
And then they wouldn't admit to the fact that they took bucks for that photograph.
No, they never would.